Hey there, Pittsburgh Steelers fans. Welcome to the Pittsburgh Steelers Power Half Hour on BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Hey, I'm Chris Pugh, and as always, I got my friend Joe Frost and my other friend, Paul Yanchek. How you guys doing tonight?
Doing great this evening.
Feeling creamy.
Yeah.
He has a nougat center. That's what he's saying.
I'm just trying to get that image on my brain. So
you're welcome for that, America.
My goodness. We had good intro set up, and look what Paul and George did to me. This is bad. But hey, we're back. And hey, you're welcome, Pittsburgh Steelers, because last week we did a new thing. We said we are going to rip the city and the team of each team the Steelers play this season. And again, you're welcome, Pittsburgh Steelers, because obviously after we did that podcast, the Steelers came in, great performance, defeating the Buffalo Bills 23-16. Defense was fired up. So again, you're welcome, Steelers. So we are taking what happened last week, and we're saying if it worked for Buffalo, we got to take on the next team that the Steelers face, and they're facing. And, you know, I can never tell what to call them anymore. They're the Raiders. But are they the Oakland Raiders? Are they LA Raiders?
Yes. Yes.
Are they the Vegas Raiders? I guess they're the Las
Oakland,
Vegas
Raiders. Oakland, LA, Las Vegas Raiders.
Right. But
all of them. Oakland, Los Angeles, Las Vegas.
But since they're in Vegas now, we will rip Las Vegas and we're going to rip the Raiders. I'm looking forward to it. So let's start with a personal story for me. As you guys know, we're all based in Ohio or from Ohio. And myself, I was born and raised in Canton, Ohio, right on the shadow of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And in the old days, before they started charging $100 for an autograph ticket, they used to bring in Hall of Famers each year to sign some autographs. And I think it was maybe in the spring. It was even not during Hall of Fame week. So, hey, I loved collectibles. My dad took me to the Hall of Fame, got to meet some players. Unfortunately, there was no Steelers there. But we went through the line, and we got to Ted Hendricks. Now, if you don't know, they nicknamed him a Stork. He was a famous Raiders linebacker from the 70s. I didn't know him that well. I'm a younger guy and everything. So we go for the line, and my dad looks at Ted Hendricks and says, "Hey, Ted, my son's here, a Pittsburgh Steelers fan." Guys, I was 10. I was a young guy. Look at me. I'm a wimpy guy. I'm not a big, strong guy. I'm a guy that, you know, a feather would knock me over. So Ted Hendricks, I guess he was trying to be cool, but he growled. And he looked at me and said, "Yeah, I'm going to take care of that Terry Bradshaw and smash him to pieces." I'm sitting here like, what the heck? You know, what's going on here? And, you know, I saw Terry Bradshaw play maybe the last year of his career. So, yeah, I like Terry Bradshaw as a Steeler, but I wasn't a big fan of him. I'm like, who is this old dude yelling about Terry Bradshaw to me? And, you know, the story, he was a very tall guy. Obviously, football players are physical, intimidating. So I will start out by saying, from my experience in Canton, Ohio, where I was raised, Ted Hendricks freaked me out. I don't like the Raiders for that.
I would think that it would be very unsettling to have a stork growl at you in place. Just that's
did he deliver babies on the side?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why is he the stork? Is it because he was like tall and straggly? I don't know. And you know, we've talked on podcasts before about who should be in the Hall of Fame next, you know, from the Steelers. Ted Hendricks doesn't – I don't think he was a shoo-in Hall of Famer. Why is he in the Hall of Fame? He had some good years, but was he really a Hall of Famer?
That's whack.
Yeah. Definitely whack and crazy. I don't like the Raiders. And there's a lot of reasons why I don't like the Raiders. But I don't like the Raiders because some weird Ted Hendricks dude freaked me out in Canton, Ohio, and I won't stand for it. It's not
so
good.
So all of the former Oakland Raider players are jerks. That's why we don't like the Las Vegas Raiders. Is that sort of summary of number five?
Right. Okay. Because
fair enough. I cannot argue with that. I'm just
right because we.
But Howie Long was cool. Long was cool.
No, listen. Don't flip flop on this, Paul. Right. No. Absolutely not. He was the worst, and he may have been the worst of all of them. He may have been all of them collected together in one pile of worst.
I'm sure he yelled at little kids in Canton, Ohio when he went there for a holiday.
Absolutely. Yeah. No doubt. He growled. I don't even think it was related to his nickname, but he just growled.
Maybe he snarled.
They may have. May have.
Let's know if you're out there. There's probably some young people here in our audience who would love listening to BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, and you might be like, yeah, I met Howie Long. My dad said, what do you think about the Steelers? And he freaked me out. I want to hear
snarled, Howie Long growled. Says.
Yeah.
He threatened Steelers legends, just the whole nine.
Okay. Well, let's go to number four after we annihilated Ted Henderson and Howie Long.
Yeah. Why not, really? Because they're definitely listening to this right now.
Let's take a good look at Vegas. Now, yeah, there's some people out there like, oh, Vegas, what a great spot. I want to go to Vegas. And, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm sure there's some reasons why Vegas is a attractive spot. I'm not saying the whole city is trash or anything. But 2021 isn't the golden age for Vegas. When you think about classic Vegas, you think about the 60s and 70s. You think about, you know, the old school guys that ran. You think about movies like Casino with, you know, De Niro and people like that. You're not thinking of the Vegas of 2021. Vegas, I'll say it, it's so 60s, 70s, and 80s. And you know what a perfect team for the 60s, 70s, 80s is? The Raiders. Because the Raiders are just hanging on like a thread to their old days. The Raiders have not been relevant for a while, and the Raiders keep looking back at old Ted Hendricks, who runs around threatening to beat up Terry Bradshaw. Get over it, Ted. It was 40 years ago. Come on. But also, too, they look back at the old days. They're looking back to the 60s, 70s, 80s. You know, yay, George Blanda. Yay, Kenny Stabler. That's what they have to hold on to. They haven't been relevant for so long. Same thing for Vegas. Yes, I'm sure there's people who say, I still like going to Vegas, but Vegas isn't what it used to be. Joe, you've told me some things about Vegas. Tell me what you found out about Vegas for experience. I mean, it's so old school.
I've not been to Vegas. I've not been there.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I'm not allowed to discuss it. Contractually, everything that happens there never happened. All right? Oh, yeah, but there's a lot of things, you know, you're talking about all the times where things are, you're looking back on things, the great times that, you know, you're looking at the all-time greats from Vegas. There's all of the Rat Pack guys, you know, there's the great performers who would, you know, do larger shows at the casinos. And now you're here with Celine Dion and Cirque du Soleil, I think, is that one of them. You don't even have Siegfried and Roy anymore. There's not even a Tiger act. Where is the Tigers?
Yeah, I read that the Backstreet Boys are doing a residence at Vegas. Okay, yeah, people might have said, yeah, I've heard two songs of the Backstreet Boys, or, oh, that might be fun. But that's not fun as, oh, I'm going to go to Vegas just to see him. It's almost like a lark. It's almost like, wouldn't it be a real scream if we went to see the Backstreet Boys in Vegas? Not that that's your dream concert. It's almost like, wouldn't it be kind of a weird joke if we see the Backstreet Boys? You're Vegas. The Vegas of the 60s, 70s, 80s, everyone would probably come play concerts there whenever. The Vegas of 2021, they're like, oh, please, Backstreet Boys, can you come serve a three-month stint in Vegas? I mean, come on. Celine Dion, yes. I remember My Heart Will Go On. What other songs has she done recently? I mean, again, we're recycling all these old people like the Raiders have done through their life. I mean, it's almost a perfect marriage. Congratulations, Vegas and the Raiders. You're together. You deserve each other. That's what I got to say.
Recycled old people.
Yes.
That's, yeah.
Well, in here.
Isn't that just Soylent Green? Like, what are we talking about? We'll be recycling the old people.
Well,
Vegas is by Area 51.
But that's so old, too. Remember when it used to be trendy to ask presidential candidates, hey, when you become president, are you going to look up Area 51? People don't ask those questions anymore because people just don't care. I mean,
five people went there last year to raid it, or was it the year before?
It was something like that. It was like, whatever it was, it was a terrible idea. And did we ever find it? It's like,
Yeah, like our act of defiance against the government is like, hey, we're going to raid Area 51. You know, five people show up. You know, it's so Vegas, it's so Raiders. And our friend Brian Anthony Davis from, BehindTheSteelCurtain.com told us, too, that in a press conference this week, Derek Carr, the quarterback of the Raiders, and to the Raiders' credit, he's actually a young guy. Usually the Raiders, we get all these old guys that they keep,
But somehow he still reads as old. I don't know why. Yeah.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. The Raiders beat a hurting Ravens team. Okay, nice win. Anytime you could beat Baltimore. But
we appreciate it.
Right. It helps the Steelers out in the AFC North.
They tried to lose it, though.
Oh, they did everything they could. Yeah, yeah.
Right. I mean, this wasn't oh my goodness, these are top teams in the AFC. It's almost like, these are fair to Midland teams. So, Derek Carr.
They are two teams of the AFC.
Right. And Derek Carr gets cocky. I mean, he's filling his oats. He's like, hey, I'm beating the Ravens. He's like, oh, I'm going to go beat the Steelers on Sunday. So he starts running smack about the immaculate reception, saying, oh, it hit the ground. The Raiders got screwed. Derek. Focus on being a fair to Midland quarterback in the NFL in 2021.
Do you really think that takes a lot of time and effort and energy to be fair and middling? Like he has to focus?
For him, it does. I mean, you look at his quarterback tree. They seem to be nice guys. I mean, I think they're men of faith. I respect that. But, you got David Carr and Derek Carr. I mean, those aren't good quarterback brothers. I mean, David Carr had some troubles, being a Houston quarterback. And, I don't know what to tell you guys. I mean, Derek Carr is starting to rewrite history. And I think he's trying to endear himself to the old school Raiders fans who keep looking in the past in 60s, 70s, and 80s. So he's trying to befriend them by saying, oh, yeah, the macro reception didn't happen. It did. We have proof it did.
Well, let's hop in the Wayback Machine, go back in time, and let's review it then.
Well, because
bring it on.
I mean, I know the Raiders have won, Super Bowls. I know the most recent one was in 83. I know that they've had some success. But again, when you're looking at it's been a while since they're relevant, we're looking at very past history of the Raiders. It's so frustrating that happens. Other thing I wanted to bring up, and Joe, you brought this up to us the other day. Mm-hmm. Hoover Dam, okay? So you're looking at, where do I want to go in Vegas if I'm not going to casinos? So
is this official number three?
This is officially number three. We're on number three. Hoover Dam. This is the worst. Right. Talk about it. No.
Because there's no water, right? It's just this big
stretch. Right now, there's a drought and whatever. So what you're left with, we were complaining last week about Niagara Falls. It's just a big place where water falls. You know what's more boring than watching water fall off of something? Watching water not fall off of something. It's just there. It's a giant wall where nothing happens. What are we thinking about here? And now there's not even water on either side of it because there's such a drought. It's a big wall in a valley somewhere with no water on either side.
So you go to Vegas, you lose all your money by gambling. You go to the smorgasbord that's cheap. You get fat because you eat a ton of food because you're depressed.
People been sneezing all over it and whatever. Yeah.
And you roll down the Hoover Dam.
Yeah, you roll down the Hoover Dam. And I got to say, too, the Hoover Dam has the worst jokes. Because if you look at Hollywood, when they do movies at the Hoover Dam, I'm looking at some of the vacation movies. And it's all, hey, we're at the dam. Damn this, damn that, damn that. I've seen four movies done around the Hoover Dam where they keep saying the same joke over and over and over again. I'm tired of it. Vegas... Hey, if
you're tired of the damn joke,
right? If this game was played in the 60s, I would be scared. I'm more irritated. And the more I talk about Vegas, I'm just getting annoyed and more irritated by the man. You got the Hoover Dam. I'll give them credit. I know that's beyond what we're doing here. We're ripping cities. I like Pawn Stars. Hey, if I ever went to Vegas, I'd check out Pawn Stars. I'm sure that's fine. But that's the best thing that Vegas has to offer. The rest of it just stinks. Hey, let's take a break here on BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, and we'll be back ripping more Vegas in a minute. Welcome back, Steeler fans. And, you know, like I said last week, there's so much that rips us apart. When we look at the world today, it's tough. We got to unite. And we have to unite by ripping the cities and the teams that we're upcoming to play next. It's not just looking at and saying, hey, we're going to beat the Raiders, looking at what's currently happening. We got to look at past history. We got to look at the cities. Last week,
we got to make it personal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And last week we did that with Buffalo. If you haven't listened, check out last week's show, because we pretty much said the whole city should move. Not just the team, the whole city should just get out of town. So this is what we're doing each week, and we're happy to bring you guys together by ripping the cities that we're playing against.
And the danger of that this week is if we harp too much on whether or not this team should move, they might really do it.
Yeah,
this is a real problem. Like, we have to be careful.
Right. Because here's the thing. And I know some of us. I mean, hey, I move around jobs myself. So I feel bad saying this, because I'm the Raiders of my workplace sometimes, because I've been at different jobs over my career. But the Raiders, like, you're supposed to stay at a city for a while. You know, look at the black marks that and just the marks of shame that, you know, people have when you look at the Browns leaving Cleveland to go to Baltimore, or the Colts leaving Baltimore to go to Indianapolis, or the Rams, you know, moving back and forth. Owners don't get praised for doing that, you know? I understand why there's frustration that happens and everything. But the Raiders, they've went, what, from Oakland to L.A. to Oakland? Now the Vegas.
LA, to Oakland, to LA,
yeah.
To
Oakland. And yeah, they have a lease. But, you know, Al Davis, I know Al Davis is no longer with us, but the Davis family has broken leases before.
They have a very amazing stadium.
Right.
But it may be the only thing in that entire region.
Right.
And if you live there, don't get too attached.
Yeah,
let's be honest. Don't get too attached. Well, I mean, the stadium will probably stay. It'll be empty. It'll be like one of those places that sells Halloween stuff. You know, like within
Halloween years.
Yeah, yep. Spirit of Halloween. That's going to be one of those pretty quickly once the Raiders move to, say, Austin.
Salt Lake City.
They'll all be in Austin. Yeah. Maybe once the Bills move from Buffalo to Austin, then the Raiders can move to Buffalo.
But when you're looking at
the Buffalo Washington, Raiders, but that's what Raiders do, right? Like, ultimately, once you've chosen a theme for your team, they do bounce from place to place and kind of invade a new town, and then they're going to pillage. So they've now gone to Vegas, and they're going to pillage Vegas. And then they'll move on to some other place.
But the Pittsburgh Pirates aren't taking anything from anybody, so that falls apart.
No. probably not. I don't know. Maybe.
But I got to tell you, you can make an argument for the Raiders in Vegas being perfect. Because, again, lots of watch-up entertainers and everything. I know the Raiders have a younger team than they've had in the past, but I'm sure if there's a 35-year-old guy coming to have one more hurrah, the Raiders are all over it, you know.
Or they'll grow up
Rich Gannon's still in good shape.
Yeah.
They'll grow up somebody who's like really, really good, and then they'll trade him to the Bears.
And I know we have a hard time saying this word on Steelers podcast, but, you know, the Raiders, they were the guy that thought Antonio Brown had more life.
Who?
That didn't work out for him. So.
Who?
Oh, well.
I don't know who that is.
We are going to finish by doing a
quick her.
Yeah. We're going to do a quick analysis of the upcoming game, but let's get to number one before we get there. You know, hey, my number one thing I dislike about, this team, the Raiders and Las Vegas, is, you know, the casinos. Now, again, we may lose you on this, because some people are like, hey, casinos are great. More casinos. But, you know, Paul, I love this quote that Paul gave me the other day. No light, no clocks, time stands still, and the house always wins. I mean, hey, it might work for you. If it works for you, that's great. You know, go to the casinos. To me, it just, it's a little depressing, you know? And look, and here's the other thing, too. If you're into gambling, okay, I'm not going to argue with you. There's casinos all over the country. It used to be that if you wanted to do gambling, hey, you had to go to Vegas. That's the only way you could do it legally. Now with casinos all over the place, I'm here in Columbus, Ohio, and there's a casino probably 15 minutes away from my house. So if you want to get gambling on, get your fix in. In Ohio,
right next to Heinz Field.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one there. Ohio's talking about approving, you know, sports gambling in Ohio. So you can get your fix in your home state, Pennsylvania, Ohio, whatever. You don't need to go to Vegas. You don't need to spend the money to get fat at the smorgasbords and to watch washed-up pop stars. I mean, come on, you know?
But they still have the Zach Bagans Haunted Museum.
What?
Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures?
Okay. That's right. Something
he has a haunted museum there.
That's something you need to see?
That no, I'm just saying that's about all they have left that distinguishes them.
Well, they'll have this or a place that's now a Spirit of Halloween.
True.
Well, okay. Well, my wife gave
which would fit with the museum.
There you go. Perfect.
Well, you saying that museum reminds me of last week. My wife's like, don't bash Buffalo. They have the butterfly garden. I'm like, what? I mean, here in Columbus, Ohio, we have a auto museum. It's a small one. Probably your Zach Bagans is a little bit bigger than the one there. But you can get your fix here in Ohio. You don't have to go to Vegas. So I guess what we're getting to the point of, hey, Vegas worked in the past when there's a lot more, you know, Rat Pack, and maybe you risk your life by going
out
to gamble.
It had some style back in the day. And now it's just like a theme park of casinos.
Right. And I'll admit, and I'll bring this up because it bothered me this week. One of my favorite comedians of all time died this week, Norm MacDonald. I mean, I'm still shocked to hear about it. Well, Norm spent a lot of time in Vegas. So obviously you're not going to see Norm in Vegas anymore. I'm giving me a reason to go to Vegas. You know what I mean? I mean, I miss that. So
that was your reason? And now that Norm has passed on. Rest in peace, sir.
Well,
thanks for the laughs. Now that he's passed on, Vegas is done.
Right. Well, I'm saying,
roll up the carpet.
Norm isn't Vegas. If I thought I could run the Norm down, that might be a reason to go to Vegas.
Oh, maybe.
It's not happening. It really, I'm not saying this to make fun of the guy. I'm really devastated by it. But what I'm saying is, it's all done. I mean, Vegas, it's done. It was a nice concept to start. Some nice movies, fun movies to watch remain on it. It's gone and passed. Vegas, it was a nice idea 30 years ago.
It's a shiny bed and breakfast for all the Area 51 fanatics.
Right. But we've grown up. We moved on. Again, I know some people still go there. Good for them. I know the Vegas Golden Knights are a popular hockey team. Good for them. But Vegas isn't what it used to be. And let's talk about this game. I'll start. You know, we're talking about some reasons why the Steelers would beat the Raiders. And, hey, Monday night, you watched that game. You saw the overtime win by the Raiders. You saw Derek Carr waxing poetic after the game about all of his great receivers. Zay Jones, was it? I mean, come on. I mean, Steelers have four better receivers on their roster than, you know, what the Raiders do. But you're seeing all this goodwill and everything. But like we said about Vegas, on Sunday, the Raiders aren't. They're not what they were on Monday night because the Raiders have four key guys that are going to be hurt this week. They're coming off it's going to be a short week for them. They played Monday night. The Steelers played Sunday at 1:00. Steelers don't have any injury issues. The Raiders have a lot of injury issues. And sorry, I know the Ravens have had a good defense. The Ravens aren't like the defense that the Raiders are going to see Sunday for Steelers defense. It's the first game back home for the Steelers. Big win. I think Tom's going to keep the team motivated. I'd say Steelers win by 7 to 10 points. The Steelers will beat the Raiders on Sunday. Joe, what do you think?
Did you say 70 to 10?
No, 7 to 10 points.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense. I think your optimism was amazing, and I look forward to the game that you're talking about. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the main the main reason, there's plenty of on-field reasons that you could say, yes, there's a lot of edge that I think the Steelers really have over the Oakland Raiders right now. But I think the biggest thing is Heinz Field. I think Renegade is a reason that the Steelers are going to beat the Raiders. It's going to be the first time that stadium has been full in 2 years. I think it's going to be rocking. I think it's going to be a hard place for the Raiders to come in and try to get a win. I just don't see it happening. I think this is one of those games that even though we're still retooling some pieces, the O-line has some holes still, they find a way to make it happen at the end of last week. And if they can keep that going, that's going to be great. But I think the energy from Heinz Field is going to be the thing that really carries them.
Paul, what do you think?
Well, here's what I think. Did you guys watch the finale of Lost?
No.
No.
Did you remember when Lost was on the air?
Did they get found?
Don't get me started. It was the worst ending of all TV. But you remember when Lost was on TV, when it was the show to watch? Do you guys at least remember that time?
Sure. Yeah. I didn't watch it, but it was the show to watch for a time. Yes.
That happened more recently than when John Gruden was relevant as a football coach.
Ouch. Right. Oh,
just let that absorb. Wow. And highlighted by the fact that Monday night, he's got the ball at the 1 yard line, kick a field goal, you win the game. No, let's pass the ball. Let's let it get intercepted, almost lose the game. I think the Raiders have a solid defense. I think they can keep some things interesting, but Derek Carr is going to get eaten alive. I don't think it's going to be a high scoring game, but I will be shocked if the Steelers lose this one. I could see 20-10 with maybe a late fourth quarter touchdown by the Raiders. I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but I think we're going to handle it pretty well.
You think it'll be they'll have it pretty well handled for most of the game with maybe a late touchdown or something.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I think, you know, I'm with you both where I don't think they're really going to run up the score. We're not getting up to 70. but I think I wouldn't be too surprised if, again, it took a little bit of time for the offense to roll the way they did last week. Mm-hmm. That first quarter was just, first half was just really ugly. And then they started putting things together after they made some halftime adjustments. So I think it goes better at that point. But I think Derek Carr is about to experience the kind of day that Josh Allen had last week, where you're just going to be scrambling. There's just too many guys coming after you. Ingram was just eating it up last week. you're not going to be able to avoid all those guys for that long.
Yeah, it'll probably be like 7-3 at the half.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Hey, let me mention one thing before we close. All good points and good discussions. Columbus, we're not going to rip Columbus, Ohio, because obviously Columbus doesn't have an NFL team. The Steelers aren't playing a team from Columbus. But I got a rant on Columbus TV stations. If it's Cleveland, carry the Browns game. I understand that. That's the home area. Columbus has done a nice job of carrying different teams based on who's hot, who's appealing, and everything else. The Browns played the Texans this week in Cleveland. Browns should win. If the Browns don't win, the Browns really stink this year. Okay? But the Browns blew a 12-point lead on a game that was relevant against the Chiefs. Come on, Channel 10 in Columbus. Can you bring me the Steelers game? Steelers play Raiders. Everyone's saying it's the game of the week at 1 p.m. Come on, Columbus. Give me the Steelers game on Sunday. What's going on?
I usually have a harder time than you do to get AFC North relevant games down here in Mississippi. But they did have the Steelers game on for the first week here, and I was so thrilled. I was so worried that I wasn't going to be able to watch it live, and I was, and so that was great.
You might see game two. We'll have to check the coverage map.
Yeah,
I'll have to check. I'm going to have to reach all the way for the remote and turn the TV on.
Yeah. No. What?
Yeah. Although Paul's from Ohio, he lives in Pittsburgh, Gary, so he's one of you lucky people out there to get to see all the Steelers games on local TV. I want that. Tell me how I can do that. And please, if not, I'm going to have to watch on a Facebook feed somewhere. Hey,
requires moving to Pittsburgh.
Again, this has been Chris Pugh, Joe Frost, Paul Janchek. Thanks so much for listening in. Thanks so much to the BehindTheSteelCurtain.com network for hosting us. And thanks again for checking out the Behind the Steel Curtain Pittsburgh Steeler Power Half Hour. Again, we're coming for you, Vegas. We got the Steelers winning. So go Steelers. Have a great night, everybody.